May the blessings of Almighty Spirit be with each of you, dear broadcasters of light. This is Phil L. In our meditation projections this week, let's continue our link up with those in manned and unmanned monitoring spacecraft who are assisting us to amplify our projections of light for mass consciousness and the upliftment of all on planet Earth. As you begin listening to this tape, we have basically less than a month left in the summer action cycle. And as you know, this summer we have been implementing a new matrix of cooperation with those on the higher planes and planets who are assisting us, who are augmenting the spiritual work we are grounding, anchoring for Sananda's Second Coming program. And it is through our link up with one another here on the physical and with those who are linked with us in the spirit that we achieve mighty works in grounding a new octave of light for cooperation and coordination with those in the higher spheres. Let us this week conduct another experiment in time and space with those who are linked with us in this way. As you heard in my recent broadcast, we are exchanging with those who are working with us by monitoring us, by amplifying our thought projections, and by feeding us inspiration and hieronic energies to help transmute the four lower bodies and to augment a greater acceleration of spiritual consciousness, first within our orbit, those we are connected with physically, those who are linked with us astrally, and our higher spiritual teachers. We spread our light first within our small groups and then out to our community and to the nation and to the world. And it is through this vast network of hierarchical spacecraft who are monitoring us and who are feeding us inspirations and energies that we are able actually to affect the mass consciousness of the entire planet. We link in consciousness, too, with those motherships who are helping to coordinate this vast network or grid of light. And I'm speaking, first of all, about Sananda's ship number 10 in etheric orbit around the planet. It is from this vast mothership, which houses thousands of ascended masters and all from all planets and planes of this solar system and those from beyond. And Sananda coordinates the Second Coming program from this headquarters location, this high-level energy matrix that is known as the congealed thought form of ship number 10. And he has commanders who are working with him to help step down these energies through this hierarchical grid of light. Here in the Western Hemisphere, of course, we link with Dr. Hannibal St. Germain, who is the etheric space commander in this hemisphere. And we link in the Eastern Hemisphere with Sumalt Peter, who is the etheric commander for that section of the planet. And there are many ships that are connected with both of these commanders who are helping to funnel down, to filter down these broadcasts of light that are coming from the hierarchical board of our solar system, from the Saturnian Council, from those in the higher planes and planets, coordinated closely with Sananda for this program on Earth. Now, as we've covered in previous broadcasts, each of us in our own light center, wherever we are on planet Earth, have this capability of tuning in with and exchanging with those space brothers and sisters who are coordinating with us in this vast network of light. Each of us has some space team who is in our area, wherever we are, who is monitoring our thought patterns, who is monitoring our health, our protection, our balance, who is coordinated with our soul missions for Sananda's plan, and we can tune in with that team. Here at I Am Nation headquarters, as you know, we have coordinated for many years now with the CONRAD team, which come out of Dr. Hannibal's mothership, and who appears here from time to time in the higher realms to monitor our activities and to relay various Hieronic broadcasts from other craft and from Sananda and other higher teachers. And all of these craft actually are interconnected. You might think of it as a vast computer system where one section of the computer is totally interconnected with, coordinated with, communicating with every other section of the planetary computer, let's call it. And so our thought patterns, which we generate and which are amplified by those who are working with us over our particular areas, actually help amplify and are coordinated with all the other light groups around the planet. And it doesn't necessarily mean that many people consciously are tuned in with the space brothers and sisters over their particular area who are part of these teams. But we are all connected through the spirit. And if one in any area is working in spiritual I Am consciousness to achieve a higher vibration and to anchor this light on planet Earth, then they automatically are connected with those higher teachers, those space brothers and sisters who are linking with them. But since we are working conscientiously to achieve a conscious matrix of cooperation with these teams, we can have that much more power in our thought patterns, in our thought projections. And these are amplified by these space teams and are thereby helping to amplify others around the planet. And so we are all interconnected in this electronic, higher electromagnetic system. So this week in our meditations, let us continue our project to link with the monitoring spacecraft in our area. We may or may not feel a specific contact signal, such as a space beam or the Hieronic beam that we feel often here at headquarters. But as long as we're doing our spiritual work through the high self consciousness, then we are doing our job. We are coordinating and are setting out to achieve a higher level of cooperation with these space teams. So let us work in our meditations. First of all, whenever we do our meditation, whether we're working with this particular tape or other tapes in our network of light, or whether we're doing spiritual studies of other material, or whether we're doing our personal meditations, every time we want to work with this link up, we must secure our own spiritual protection by weaving around us a cocoon of white light, which we do every time we meditate and whenever we are inspired to do during the day. This sets up the clear force field, a holy force field, a pure force field by which we can make this entunement and achieve this higher exchange. We link thereby first with our own I Am consciousness, our own light body form. And it is through this form and through this consciousness that we achieve the link up with those in higher realms who then can amplify our thought projections and our thought patterns and who can inspire us with new levels of action on planet Earth. So let us go into meditation with this thought in mind. We protect ourselves in the Christ light. We surround ourselves with white light. We begin below our feet and we weave a cocoon of etheric light counterclockwise from below our feet around our aura and physical body, about 2 or 3 feet beyond our physical form. And we continue to weave this cocoon all the way up above our crown chakra. And above our crown chakra, the top of our head, we leave an opening, a funnel, a pipeline that goes straight up to the source, to spirit, through our I Am Self, and thereby connects as one with divine mind and with the divinity within all our teachers, all our brothers and sisters who are working with us. Let us secure our protection first and foremost. And as we secure our protection, then we can make this link up and be receptive to the higher inflow of thoughts, the higher inflow of energies that our teachers are constantly beaming to us in one way or another. We may receive contact in our meditations by feeling a space beam, such as a pressure or a skull cap around the top of our head, or a magnetic pressure around our forehead and our temples. We may feel a tingling sensation down our spine. We may feel temperature changes such as heat or cold as this electromagnetic connection is made through our light bodies and filtered down through our chakra centers and our four lower bodies, the mental, emotional, astral, and physical. So let us prepare for a greater exchange of light as we enhance the new matrix of cooperation we are establishing for the Second Coming program. In our meditations, we, as I say, may have contact, but the contact may come also in our dream state when we are in a receptive state of mind through sleep. We may have dreams of higher connections with those on the higher planes. We may even have direct link up with the space brothers and sisters through our dreams. Or we may simply receive through clairsentience or clear knowing a realization of what we must do to meet the challenges we are facing in our own soul missions here on planet Earth and in our own communities. So let us be receptive to however Spirit wants to connect with us through these vast means. There are many ways that we each serve, and we each have different talents and different specialties that we have brought in with us through our good karma that we have established from past lifetimes and that we are implementing now in our soul missions on Earth. So let us accept the fact that we each are different, and yet we each are interconnected. We are like bodies. We are like parts of the body within the body of Christ, the cosmic Christ. And so let us go into meditation and surround ourselves with this light and prepare for a new octave, a new level of linking with those monitoring spacecraft who are assisting us in this powerful network of light. Let us be mindful of these connections through our oneness with one another and through our oneness with all who are in this Second Coming program. So be it in truth. God bless you, each one.